This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Arnold, middle initial J, Walling, W-A-L-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is 12/5/1926. Dear sirs at the Saginaw VA, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Walling, who's had to reschedule multiple post-hospital follow-up visits because he's been repeatedly back in the hospital. Today he was able to come, even though he was in the hospital for severe congestive heart failure exacerbation and with severe shortness of breath, 3/4/26 to 3/6. He was evaluated by nephrology as well as cardiology, and there were some changes in his medication upon discharge. Number one, he was to take 5 milligrams of hydralazine 3 times a day. Staff at Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility were instructed to hold the hydralazine if systolic blood pressure is lower than 100. He was also started an isosorbide 5 milligram 3 times a day, again holding that if the systolic blood pressure is less than 100. And the torsemide was 10 milligram daily, with the option of giving an additional 10 milligram to make a total of 20 milligram in 24 hours if he gained more than 2 pounds in one day or 5 pounds in a week. This morning, at Arbor Grove, with the same clothes he was wearing when he got to this practice, he was 193 pounds, he reports, and he's not sure what he was when he left the hospital. Other routine medications that he's still on include carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lovastatin, vitamin D3, some eye vitamins. Hydroxyzine is 10 milligram twice a day, actually 3 times a day if needed for anxiety. Iron is 325 milligram every other day in a multivitamin. Currently today, he has felt much more short of breath on exertion. While he was in the hospital, he really felt fine, he said. He had no complaints, although I wonder if he was able to get up and walk at all in the hospital or if he was mostly in bed. He's not symptomatic with shortness of breath unless he exerts himself. Today, he reports that he had difficulty getting dressed. He couldn't breathe. He was extremely short of breath. And then walking from his room down to the dining room 3 times a day is becoming very difficult with his walker, he states. So he's very frustrated and hoping that his medications can be adjusted somehow so that he can breathe easier and feel better without hurting his kidneys. And we did have his son, Jim Walling, on the speakerphone during the visit at the patient's request, so he could understand what was going on with his dad and participate in his care today. They also instructed me at how Arbor Grove has to run with medication use. And I think it's been very frustrating for the family that they can't get more rapid care than what the Arbor Grove facility can provide for this patient. And therefore, he's been going back to the hospital multiple times since January of this year. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, but generally, he's very short of breath on exertion. He does have to stop and rest if he can walk. When walking more than about 25 feet, he must rest. And he does have a walker with a seat, so that can be done. But he does not have oxygen and actually has a normal oxygen saturation when we checked him today at 97%. In reviewing records, he has had an echocardiogram done through the My Michigan facility. It was done January 12th of 2026, a transthoracic echo. It showed severe left ventricular hypertrophy with an ejection fraction of 41%, mildly depressed left ventricular function, abnormal septal motion consistent with pacemaker, and he was told that they will repeat those echoes at least every 6 months. It looks like the tricuspid valve and the RA pressure are in the normal limits on this echo also. He is urinating well and does have stable edema of the lower extremities, and the staff at Arbor Grove are putting on the compression stockings and then taking them off at bedtime. No nausea or vomiting, but he does have dysphagia, and he was scheduled to see Dr. Jeffrey Smith to discuss a scope and possibly esophageal dilation, but that was that appointment needed to be postponed because he was in the hospital. So they're going to stop over at Dr. Smith's office on the way home to Arbor Grove and see if he can be rescheduled to see Dr. Smith. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 197 pounds, pulse was 77 and regular, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 118 over 70. He does have minor JVD. Lungs have inspiratory crackles bilaterally in the bases. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur. Abdomen is obese without ascites. And he does have very tight compression stockings on in the lower extremities, and I'm sure that there's edema under them. There's edema just above where they stop it, just below his knees. He is alert and completely oriented and slightly anxious also. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done March 6th, 2026, the day of discharge. Creatinine was 1.9, so that was slightly improved, down from 2.18. GFR at that time is 31. Calcium is 8.9. Sodium is 133. Potassium 4.0. Carbon dioxide 30. Albumin low at 3.3. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin low at 9.2, hematocrit is 28.4, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, with slight improvement today, probably due to the decreased dose of torsemide. The Arbor Grove facility has some difficulty with PRN dosing of medications. So when he has a 2-pound weight gain overnight or a 5-pound weight gain in 1 week, it's more difficult for them to give the additional dose of torsemide, which is an additional 10 milligram for a total of 20. Perhaps it might be easier to alternate dosing and do 20 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday of torsemide as opposed to, and then a 10 milligram on other days. The son, Jim, and the patient both believe that that might be done a little bit better, been able to be complied with a lot better than trying to do PRN dosing with the diuretics. We did talk about fluid restrictions, and I instructed him to minimize the fluid intake to about 56 ounces in 24 hours. He believes he's doing that already. And from what he describes he drinks every day, it sounds like he is. So he's not drinking excessively, but we need to limit it as much as possible. The compression stockings need to be continued also. We need to have at least monthly labs for this patient. He may be a poor candidate for dialysis due to the restrictive cardiomyopathy and severe dyspnea on exertion. I suspect he would have a very hard time with any type of hemodialysis, and he's really not interested in that at this point. He would just like to be able to breathe easier. So we're going to review with the cardiologist diuretic dosing to see if maybe an alternating dose of the torsemide, 10 milligram one day, 20 the next, would be appropriate, but we wish to review that with the cardiologist, Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S. And then we do want labs at least monthly, can be done more often if needed, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 month. And this was a prolonged visit, and a lot of teaching and counseling was done about heart failure and the impact on the kidney function also. And the patient and son verbalized understanding. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.